Pen out, get your notepad. Here we go. How many would say, when I was in school, I was a good test taker? Raise your hand if you're a good test. You're not bragging, but you say I was a good test taker. The rest of us hate you, by the way. How about anybody want to admit that you got the class and your classmates are talking about taking a test and you say, what test? I was in that group. I was in that group. What test? You know, and then I all of a sudden get all flushed and I'm cramming, man. I'm cramming. I'm in trouble here. That was me. And that's really what I'm talking about today, a test. Like, what test? What are you talking about, Pastor? See, we've been talking, we're doing this series on the blessed life, and everybody wants to be blessed. I want to be blessed. I really do. I believe that's what God does. But the issue is many of us show up to church and we say, what test? I'm going to tell you what test. Do you know you and I take a test all the time? Right? And what is that test? Here's point number one. Tithing is a test. Tithing. Every time we get paid, we take a test. And the test is whether we're going to obey the Lord and tithe or not. Matthew 6:21, I read this last week, very familiar verse. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And it's really the same principle with Brad and Kendra. I mentioned, you know, I've got a certain amount of treasure at Starbucks, right? I mean, they've gotten enough of my treasure, right? So there's my heart. I pass one and I start salivating, right? I'm just being honest with you. I like their, you know, I like their drinks because of the convenience. But I also like the you know, some of their sandwiches. The bacon gouda, I like. I just like saying that word, bacon gouda. I mean, how often you get to say that? Right? Think about it. Isn't that pretty cool? So that's the only reason I worry. But you see, there comes a time, I think, when we have to make a decision, where are we going to put our treasure? Because our heart is going to follow that. It automatically does. I mentioned it last week. And if you have a bunch of stock in some company, pretty soon you're going to be following that stock because that's what your heart does. Well, we want to be a people that invest in the kingdom of God. And that's what we do. And so a tithe really is a tenth of everything that we receive from the Lord. So the Lord gives us 100% of something, and the Lord lays claim to a tenth of it. He says, that part is mine. And if you look at Scripture, 10 is really a number of testing. We see 10 plagues in Egypt, right? How many commandments? 10. Why 10? To see if we're going to obey or not. Israel in the wilderness underwent 10 different testings. Daniel was tested for how many days? 10, right? Revelation 2 talks also about 10 days of testing. You can look through Scripture, and 10 represents testing. So really, you know, once again, it's like, why did the Lord choose 10th? Why didn't he choose 13%? Right? We chose 10th because, once again, that represents testing. And so you and I take a test every time we get paid. Will we obey him? Will we indeed trust him? Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses about this in Leviticus 27:30. And he says, all the tithe of the land, so in other words, he's talking about 10%, right? All the tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the land, is the Lord's. It is holy to him. He's laying claim to him. Once again, this is God Almighty. He's saying, I gave you the ability to earn, right? I gave you the ability to make money, but I lay claim to that tenth. He goes, that's mine. See? That's mine. And so whenever we take a test, and really the test is this, it's to reveal whom or what we trust in. Right? That's really what the test is. Who are we going to thank? So whenever I tithe, I go, I got my little check, and I do it so nobody sees me. I kind of wave it before the Lord. That's what the Old Testament priests would do. They would wave the offering before the Lord. It's like saying, Lord, I'm honoring you. Let it be known that I'm honoring you. And so I wave it before the Lord, and I said, Lord, thank you. This has come from you. I understand that it's come from you. And so I return it back, and I thank him that he's blessed me. I mean, the story of my life is we've been blessed. God has blessed us, right? And it really has nothing to do with money. When I talk about blessing, understand this. I'm not talking about money. God doesn't need our money. That's not what I'm talking about. The greatest blessing that I ever got from God was the revelation of who he is. Billionaires don't even know who he is. And you and I, average Joe, we have a revelation of who he is. Guess what? You're blessed because of that. Because your neighbor may not have that revelation yet. And yet you do. See, that's when I'm talking about blessed. I'm like, Lord, I want more revelation of who you are. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to blessing. And so, we tithe, right? We give the Lord a tenth. He lays claim to it. In fact, in Malachi 3, and I'll talk about Malachi 3 probably in the weeks to come. It's kind of interesting the way he really puts it down. He talks about what we have being blessed and what we have being cursed. Like, whoa, I hate cursing. I don't know about you. That word just bothers me. But the Lord says this: if you're faithful to tithe, you're what you have is blessed. It's covered. It's blessed. It's multiplied. But if you don't, if you withhold from God, if we steal from God, remember he leaves it, that tenth is his. If we withhold from him, he says, what you did, you just put your money under a curse. Not that the Lord curses it. He doesn't curse it. Right? But disobedience always brings a problem. Whenever we disobey him, we open ourselves up to the enemy having his way, whether it's financial or any other area. That's why, you look at someone's life and maybe it's falling apart. And if you look closer, it's falling apart because of disobedience. So with me, it's simple. Okay, if I tithe, I'm blessed. If I don't tithe, my money's cursed. Which one do I want? Pretty easy with me. Okay? Second thing about tithing. Tithing is a blessing, right? When you tithe, you're blessed. I'm going to give you a quick example. Write this verse down. 2 Chronicles 31, verse 6 to 10. This portion of Scripture is what's referred to as Hezekiah's reform. Israel had gone so far away from the Lord that the Lord raised up Hezekiah to call the people back to himself. In this portion of Scripture, what we find is really the people even at that day weren't even keeping the ordinances that the Lord had given for worship, let alone they weren't even tithing, right? Israel itself wasn't even tithing. And so it brought all kinds of problems. Once again, Israel put itself under a curse because they disobeyed God. So the Lord raised up Hezekiah to call them back to God. But look what happens, right? So Hezekiah, he's bringing the reform. And the way he brings reform is he instructs the people again. This is what the Word of God says. Exactly what I'm doing today. I'm just instructing to you what the Word of God says. 2 Chronicles 31, verse 6. And the children of Israel and Judah who dwelt in the cities of Judah, they brought the what? The tithe, right? The tithe of oxen, of sheep, also the tithe of holy things. Once again, it's an agrarian society, right? A lot of these guys were farmers and ranchers. They also, the tithe of the holy things, which were consecrated to the Lord their God, they laid in heaps. Right? They're like, okay, we're going to obey the Lord now. Wow, I can't believe we have been disobeying him. Okay, we're going to obey him. So they bring all the things that they were supposed to be bringing. Verse 7, in the third month, they began laying them in heaps, and they finished in the seventh month. So four months later. And when Hezekiah and the leaders came and they saw the heaps, they bless the Lord and his people. They're like, oh my gosh, Lord, there's heaps, right? If people obey God, there'll always be heaps. Can I get an amen? So verse 9, so Hezekiah's like, my gosh, where'd all this come from, right? Look what happens, verse 9. Then Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. Hey, where'd all this stuff come from? And Azariah, the chief priest from the house of Zadok, answered, and he said, now listen closely, right? So he's talking about a time frame. Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, you won't believe it, we've had enough to eat and plenty left over. For the Lord has blessed his people, and what is left is this great abundance. See, the heaps was the leftover. He's like, oh my gosh, we're blessed. And when did it begin? When we began to obey the Lord. Right? When we were blessed, and then there's leftovers. That's the way it should be. I tell you got to understand this. East River is blessed. Do we have 100% of people that tithe? I don't think so. I don't really know. Here's what you need to know, and this is what you need to know. From day one, East River has been set up in such a way that I put a standing order, which exists to this day. I'm not to know who tithes and who doesn't. Don't want to know. Don't want to know, right? East River has never passed a plate. You can go to all kinds of places and play, pass the plate. Nothing wrong with passing the plate. Right? But instead, it's between you and the Lord. Right? It's between you and the Lord if you're obeying him or not obeying him. And I don't know. But you see, I don't want to treat anybody different because I'm thinking, oh, they tithe and they don't tithe. I don't care. I'm going to treat everybody like they're my favorite because you are my favorite. So from day one, that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it will always be. Can I get an amen? I like that. You know, in Hezekiah 3, also the Lord, or excuse me, Malachi 3, the Lord invites you us to test him. It's the only place in the Bible that it's allowed. Lord said, test me. Test me if I'm telling you the truth. Tithe and see if I won't bless you. Lord said, test me. You know what he's saying, test me? He's saying, test to see if I'm telling the truth or not. God's not like a man that he should lie. He doesn't lie. Lord said, test me. And I remember when I didn't test him. I remember when I finally obeyed. Somebody taught me this principle. And I'm like, holy smokes, I'm going to be homeless. I'm thinking, I'm going to give a tenth. Things are tight. I did what most people said. I can't afford to tithe. I'll be broke. I'll be homeless in a month. That's what I told myself. Funny thing happened. I wasn't homeless. In fact, God blessed me. So really the testimonies are twofold. Those who tithe say, I'm blessed. Those who don't tithe, and I used to be part of that, say, I can't afford to tithe. Those are really the two testimonies. And I'm too good of a pastor to not push you to be into that place of blessing where everything you've ever done is blessed. Everything you're ever doing is blessed. Your family is blessed. Your job is blessed. Your health is blessed. Everything is blessed. Everything you touch is blessed. I'm too good of a pastor not to put you in that position. I'm going to stop there. That's pretty quick, huh? See, there's more stuff that's coming. The blessed life awaits you. See, this blessed life that I'm talking about, it awaits you, right? But what it requires, and we learned last week, is you have to have a heart of generosity. Not just in giving, but in giving forgiveness, in generous in mercy, generous in extending grace, generous in not judging people, right? We talked about all those things last week. So instead, the blessed light awaits you. Now, your job is really to decide whether you're going to pass the test or not. That's your part, right? Am I going to pass the test? Will I obey him? Will I commit myself to him? My hope as your pastor is that you do. Once again, I'll never know. Understand this, I will never know. That information will never be given to me. But may I encourage you, even if you're like me saying, I'll be homeless by the end of the month, right? If I give a tenth, may I encourage you to test the Lord. Amen? And you'll be blessed. Let us pray. Steve.